Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
And this time brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Bankers. Pipe down, I'm reading the sponsor. Brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Bankers Real Estate. Okay, now you can talk.
Okay, I just tried to help you along.
You were helping me read the...
I asked the questions so that you could answer, then it sounded kind of like rhythmic radio, you know?
What
I said,
was
who's
the
it brought to you by? And then you said, brought to you by John Schuster. You know what I'm saying?
I missed that all. I thought you were butting into my... finally crafted.
No, I was just trying to help.
I got my reading glasses. I can't see the copy. I don't know what's going on. What day is
Boy,
it?
Boy, I tell you, there is a time and place in your life when you go.
Where are my
Why
readers?
Do they keep printing everything smaller?
I got a book for book club the other day in large print. Holy smokes. That was nice.
Did it help?
It was like 800 pages because every page.
You can't carry it home, but it's really good.
At least I can see the words on there. Oh, dear. Well, I stayed up for the first half because, of course, as Hammer said, we had to get up early this morning here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I like the game, and I really liked the rivalry. You know, they're still mad at each other, that Chicago
coach. Oh, yeah,
coach,
yeah. That's interesting to bring
and
that out of there. Yeah.
Spitting, and there's some dog fighting on the field.
Yep.
And, you know, and they showed the old, they had a beautiful intro. No one ever watched that, but they put this gorgeous film together of all the old days of the Chicago Bears and Vikings with the Purple People Eaters and just the good old days.
Dick Butkus tried to chase
Bronco
down
Nagurski.
Fran Tarkenton, but on this day it was to no avail.
Right, on a frozen tundra. Anyway, back to football was football. Anyway, go ahead.
Back at the Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, Minnesota. It's the home to the Minnesota Vikings. I've seen so many of those. I just love them. You know, they're so great.
Bud always talked about the cold because he doesn't believe in cold. If you've ever talked to Bud Grant, he does not believe in cold.
Here's the deal.
I love Bud Grant.
Bud and I, you know, obviously he's a good friend, and we spend a lot of time together.
Merry Christmas to him, too.
Yes, and he tells the story to his team, because they're going to play in a cold game, about how up in Alaska during World War II they were concerned about Russia, and they needed to build more defense, and they found a certain tribe of Native Americans that could work all day in the cold, and it never bothered them. And so they tested them and said, what is it unique about their body type that allows them to work all day through the cold? And they tested their blood. They tested their diet, everything about them to say, why are they unbothered by the cold? And you know what they found?
Mm-mm.
Nothing. There was nothing different about their body makeup than anyone else. They had just made a decision that when it was cold, you could still work hard outside. And so if it's cold, and you make the decision, you can still play good football in the cold. That was his point in his metaphor. And I said, wow, that's true. And he goes, well, they bought it.
Oh, man.
But when he told me that story, I was like, wow, I didn't know that that's true. And he goes, well, the team bought it.
Yeah, exactly. That's all that matters. Yeah. I know it was like 30 below when they named his street down by the...
remember that?
Oh, it was like 30 below. And yeah. He just talked about the cold that day and how great he is. He's such a decent... I just can't say enough good things.
You remind me, man. I got to get over to his house again. Every once in a while, I'll stop in and we'll just sit and visit for a long time and sit on his couch. And yeah. Oh, gosh. Great memories. But the game last night was a terrible game in terms of if you didn't have a vested interest in either team, it was an awful game the way teams executed. Poor offensive line play, a ton of penalties, lots of dumb penalties, all that stuff. But the Vikings had fewer mistakes than the Bears, and that's what led to the win. Justin Fields, the rookie quarterback, has got so much work to do, and they had a good defensive game plan against him because they had him out of sorts, which is what the whole intent was. And Chicago couldn't run the football well enough to negate that. The Vikings offense was just, okay. They didn't run the ball that well. They never do in Chicago, it seems like. And they threw it okay. Adam Thielen didn't play. Justin Jefferson scored the touchdown after that. He was kind of shut out. So they did enough to win, get on the plane, come home, and get ready for the Rams, as they say, because that was... that was not a great performance, but at least it didn't come down to the last possession this time, and they won a football game.
The Pro Bowl players were named, and I saw mm-hmm. Randy Moss on the sidelines, goofing around down there on the sidelines in Chicago. We have some of our players are going in,
yeah,
right?
Justin Jefferson, that's who he was goofing around with.
Yep.
And Justin Jefferson had one of his jerseys on.
Yes, that was cute.
Like a Pro Bowl jersey it was, or something, a replica mm-hmm. of. And then mm-hmm. Harrison Smith goes again, and Dalvin Cook, no surprise. They'll probably add some more because a lot of times guys will bow out of this, and I would think that there'd be some. Adam Thielen was tracking to for that kind of year, and Eric Kendricks certainly could be a candidate for that, if depending on how it plays out here the rest of the way. But, yeah, those three go, and worthy of it. And, yeah, I mean, Harrison Smith missed a little bit with when he got COVID, or at least tested positive for when he's in Baltimore. Mm-hmm.
Is it a big deal? Is it a big deal to be named to the Pro Bowl?
Yes. I mean, it's more so a big deal to be named to the Pro Bowl on this first time through, meaning, these are the Pro Bowlers that they name. Now, some guys will bow out because of injury, and then other guys will replace them on the Pro Bowl, so it gets watered down at that point. Mm-hmm. But it's more a big deal to get named to the Pro Bowl than it is to actually play in the game, because the game is just an exhibition, and, nobody wants to get hurt. And in football, it's hard to do that, but they try to come up with a formula. But the big deal is that you're recognized and that you are named. Named as one of the top players in the league, even if you never play in it.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Let's talk about the Timberwolves. They play tonight in Texas, the Mavericks, and they already played them once here day before yesterday and won. So we're talking about tonight, and we'll
but
have it on the
different
radio.
Because what was Patrick different? Beverly was playing in that game, and so was Jared Vanderbilt, and now they got added to the COVID list yesterday, and so... you got five players down the COVID list there. I don't know when Anthony Edwards can come back. I'm not sure the status of Josh Okogie sitting out there. Prince is sitting out there. So they got five guys on the COVID list. I'm not sure what they do tonight. I don't know if they call guys up from Des Moines or how many they'll have on the roster to play this game. That's where they're at right now. Three-game win streak. That's the good news. They've played really well for three games, done a lot of good things. And you hate to say the curse of the Timberwolves, but, after three, they're playing really well. Three games, now they get two more guys on the COVID list. So can they overcome that? I don't know. They play tonight, and then they play on Thursday. Dallas is not a great team without Luka Doncic. They're a much different team, and they've had their own COVID issues. So that may offset, and it might be a coin toss, but the Wolves are going to probably have to play people that haven't played very much this year tonight.
Well, if they need a guard, I can probably get on a plane and get down there.
Marshall, you guard, absolutely.
I probably could get in there. I was good at taking people out. That was my job. I would go in there and hit
I heard that. They said, remember, Jonesy, you got five fouls to give. Use them all.
And make them count.
All right,
we'll talk to you next hour. Mike Max with us on WCCO. It is 7:49. Good morning.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.